Hello, I'm Lisa Steinberg, and I'm the editor-in-chief for Starry Constellation Magazine. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. Starry Constellation Magazine started back in 2003 as a small e-zine, and now it has blossomed into the amazing website that you see before you. Thank you so much for your support, and thanks for playing among the stars.
Thanks for taking time to speak with me today. What are some of the recent projects that you've been working on?
Oh, boy. You know what? Stargate Atlantis. Stargate Atlantis. And then last year I worked on, now my phone is kind of crackling. Last year I worked on a project called Dog's Breakfast, and it was a film that was actually spun from the mind of one of my castmates on the show. So kind of a dark comedy that is now being released by MGM. And I'm also hoping to, this year, put together some music. I'm working with the composer of my show, and he kind of wants to branch out and do some more modern kind of freestyle stuff. Essentially, what he's been doing is composing for television for his entire career. So the two of us are hopefully going to be getting something off the ground.
Well, it's wonderful to hear. I mean, it seems that, you know, I know you have a music background, so it seems that you're getting back into that kind of game.
Yeah, I really hope to. I miss singing so much, and I love it so much. It's such a part of who I am. And so, Joel Goldsmith is his name, and the two of us worked on a song for the show. Not last season, but the season before last, and had so much fun doing it and got so much great feedback from the fans. And we decided, what the heck, let's just do something, but completely independent of the show, not like a tale of things, a hit from, I don't know, the 1940s. It's going to be completely different.
Well, since you mentioned doing music, and obviously you've been acting on Stargate Atlantis, is there anything else that you'd really like to try your hand at from the entertainment business aspect that you would like to try, maybe like producing or directing, if you have any writing?
Yeah, I mean, I love to write. I've always been a writer, short stories and the like, and I am trying my hand at putting together a screenplay. All of these things are stuff that I'm hoping to do, but I don't really kind of want to publicize it and throw it out there, but I am working on something, and I definitely do aspire to write and, maybe produce as well. And who knows, maybe direct. I don't know. We'll see. My focus for so many years was on, you know, singing and dancing predominantly, because I started off in theater and then acting. But being on the show is giving me the luxury of actually starting to explore some of the other things that I haven't had any time to kind of focus on. So writing is certainly one of them, and who knows, maybe down the road directing, but certainly writing.
Is there anything that you can tell us is new with your character this season from Stargate?
Well, I can tell you that there is going to be kind of more of a dark side to Taylor being introduced this season. Yeah, we're going to see a little bit more of her edgier, kind of ruthless side.
What is it about the role that really challenges you?
Oh my goodness, there's so many things about the role, but I will say the first thing that was the most challenging about the role was the fact that she needed to be human, but she was also otherworldly in the sense that, you know, she's from a completely different galaxy, and so all of her influences have been, I mean, so far off the map from anything that those from Earth had. So I needed to infuse the character with something that was otherworldly, but that was also understandable and approachable and recognizable as human. So that was the first challenge. And then I had to start learning a lot of interesting fight techniques, and that was a challenge for me because I'd never done anything like that before. So I kind of put my dance technique to use in terms of learning the choreography. But those two were ultimately the very first challenges that kind of cropped up with Taylor. And now I'm kind of at a place where, you know, we have a rhythm. I mean, there's an equal exchange between who I am into Taylor and vice versa. But yeah, those are the two.
where do you really draw your experiences from when it comes to your portrayals?
Well, initially I drew my experience from, I mean, me. I was born in East Africa. I was born in Tanzania. My mom is Tanzanian from a place called Mlalo, which is a small village in the Usambara Mountains. And her perspectives growing up were vastly different from anything that, you know, those of us who grew up in the Western world could imagine. And I grew up with those stories, and I grew up with those influences, and having been born there, it was always kind of a very strong part of who our family was. And so I really used that when I went into the audition. I actually had a picture of my grandparents from my mother's side from Tanzania, and I thought about you know, the closeness that they had to the earth and how separate their lives were from what I knew, and I don't know, I just really called upon that.
Do you have a really memorable moment from your time filming?
Oh my goodness, yeah, I've got about 100 memorable moments. My most memorable moment, that's a really tricky one. It's a really tricky one. I mean, I guess, you know, the first moment when I showed up on set for the first time, I had it in my mind that I was only going to be working probably up here in Vancouver for, you know, maybe 2 months or so, and so I was kind of looking at it as this sudden, quick little experience that I would have, and, you know, just showing up on set and being in the wardrobe for the first time, and the wardrobe was just amazing, and meeting all the directors for the first time and seeing the set deck, and just being really excited and inspired about it.
What do you think it is about the show that really continues to draw viewers in?
You know, I mean, it's a sci-fi genre in general that just kind of taps into people's sense of imagination and you know, the possibility of what is out there, and that's kind of like an endless well. And I just think it appeals to people who have great imagination, and you know, and that's endless. I mean, I'm a science fiction fan, and kind of always have been. I, you know, we got into the Star Wars movies when I was really young, and so I get it. I mean, I just it's endless in terms of where storylines can go. It's not limited by you know, the sense of what we know. It's only limited by one's imagination, and so that's just something that's so vastly appealing. And you know, we're lucky because we kind of came, well, you know, off of the great success of SG-1, which had been on the air for now, well, it's been on for 10 seasons. Last season was last year, and it just has such a immensely strong fan base, and those people just embraced us, came along.
What do you enjoy doing in your spare time?
So many things. I mean, I love to travel. I guess that kind of goes without saying, given the fact that I come from so far away. But I love to explore, you know, as much of this world as possible. I love to go to see movies. I'm one of those actors who can go to a movie and completely lose myself in it. I don't, you know, think about the behind-the-scenes stuff. I just love to sit in a movie theater and completely be lost in the story. I like to cook. I love to cook, and I love to spend time with my family and friends. And you know, and I'm also hoping to maybe learn an instrument this year. I've got this guitar that's been leaning up against my bed for the past year and a half now, desperately calling to me. But I love music and, you know, singing, as I said. So that's a definite part of my days.
Yeah, it's definitely time to dust it off now that you may have some extra time to,
I know,
or at least to some motivation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, once the season gets rolling, there really isn't that much time. But you know, I hope it's one of those things that I, yeah, hope one of these days I'm actually at least decent in terms of playing the guitar.
Well, my last question is just, what would you like to say to all the people who are fans and supporters of the show, and of course, fans and supporters of yourself?
Oh, thank you. That's it. And, you know, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's amazing to me. I don't really go online, and so I don't really have a sense of what people are saying about the show. But I do get a lot of fan mail, and it's always so wonderful and positive, and it kind of, you know, spans the gamut from people who are really, really young and girls and boys and to people who are in like various different job lines, and it's just amazing to me, and I'm just incredibly grateful. I mean, I guess that's the long and the short of it, so I guess I would just say thank you.